This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
It is Power Perspective that, of course, we're engaging on. And here on Power Perspective, we've spoken to a few Grammy Award winners here before. And sometimes we struggle to get them on the line. Pretty easy with the one we're going to talk to in a second, because she's local. The others, of course, have been, you know, in Washington or New York or wherever in the world they are. And then we bring them on here and then we say, oh, yes, Grammy Award winner as well. Nomcebo Zikode is right here from Hammersdale, of course, also in KZN. And she's going to join us in a second. But who, and let me also say, I fell in love with this particular song. It has the beat. It has everything to it. And when I heard it for the first time, I was like, oh, wow, okay. But of course, let's introduce it a little bit and then we'll bring Nomcebo into the conversation.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, ikaya lami, ilo noloze, uhambe nami, zungangishi ilana, daoyami, alikolana, buso wami, aukolana.
Oh, what a song, and what a song that's taken the international world. Took the international world by storm. You know, if you were Switzerland, you were in England, you were whatever, You were doing a dance, and Nomcebo Zikode brought us that song, and of course, and she sung it in such a pretty way, in such a way that is just absolutely stunning. Nomcebo, welcome to Power 98.7, welcome to Power Perspective. How are you, Nomcebo?
I'm good. How are you guys? Love Power FM, Niyaphila.
We're very, very good, and it's an honor to have you. It's a real, real honor to have you. Can I, Nomcebo, before I just engage, can I also just remind the listeners about something else in your life? Can I just take them back a little bit?
Okay.
Let's take them back here.
For Best Global Music Performance, the nominees are Arooj Aftab and Anushka Shankar, Matt B and Eddie Kenzo, Burna Boy, Rocky Dewuni and Black Hero, Voder Kellerman, Sakes Bantwini, and Nomcebo Zikode.
And the Grammy goes to Bayet, Voder Kellerman, Sakes Bantwini, and Nomcebo Zikode.
Thank you so much. This is such a beautiful moment on the road to sharing South African music and culture with the world. Thank you, Nomcebo. Thank you, Zakes, for your incredible creativity. Thanks to Tulsi Pillay, my manager and friend, who stood with me. Thanks to JB and all the musicians who worked on the album. Thanks to you, all my peers who've supported us. I'll never forget it.
Yeah. You know, I just want to say we're coming from Africa and for South Africa. And this moment right here to anybody who's in Africa just proves and affirms that every dream is valid. And I want to say thank you very much to the academy, and thank you very much to each and everyone, and for every child in a ghetto, in a village, just know it's possible.
Gilo no lo se, Gilo no lo se, Jerusalem, Ikayalami. Thank you so much to God. You know, I once gave the world a song that took the world by a storm, the world that got us together, but I didn't get this nomination or this award. But God was saying to me, don't worry, my daughter, I will give you Bayete. Thank you so much to my mom. Thank you so much to my husband, Simon Fraser. Believe me, this is yours. Your support is amazing. Thank you so much to all my team. Thank you.
Let's try to do like the Americans do. Nomsebo, Zikode. How do you respond when they can't pronounce the name? How do you respond? Do you correct or do you just leave it?
No, I totally understand. There's no master of pronunciation. Like I've got no problem with that. All over Africa, they call me Nosembo, Nokembo, Nosimbo. You know. So I honestly don't have a problem with that.
Sure. Let's go back to that moment a little bit. I mean, one nobody expects a Grammy, right? Yes. And nobody, I don't think anybody does work and thinks, oh, this is Grammy related and this is going to win a Grammy. When did you know it was real for you? When was the moment? Was it that envelope that opened? Is that the moment?
In that moment when they mentioned our names, I screamed because I didn't know that we were going to take it, honestly. And I'm still thankful even today to God. Like, I don't know, man. It's still unbelievable. I've never, ever think in my life that I will have, I will own a Grammy. So I'm really, really thankful to God, honestly.
How heavy is it? Like if you're holding it
very
in your
heavy,
hand. Let me ask, because
you
I've never had one.
On table. Maybe... Come again.
I've never had one, so just tell me how heavy it is.
You should come visit here in my house, or maybe invite me in your studio.
Please, Nontebo. Please, yeah, yes, and then bring it with. We'll supply the bodyguards and the things for it. You know. Nontebo, has it changed your life?
Oh, it has in so many ways.
Yeah,
because you know, in Jengamanje, Abantu, they don't just say Nomkabo Zigote.
Yeah,
there's that title, ethi, the Grammy winner, Nomkabo Zigote, come on stage or in the house. We've got the Grammy winner. So it has really changed my life. The respect that I'm receiving, it's really amazing all over the world. I'm just happy. As I said earlier, that I'm grateful to God, and also this has really showed that it really doesn't matter where you are coming from. You just need to be passionate with whatever that you are doing. You can become whatever that you want to become in life. You know. Yeah, because I'm coming from a small location in KwaZulu-Natal, a small township in Hammersdale.
Yeah.
But God gave me this award. So you don't need to maybe to be born in America for you to get good things in life. You just need to be positive, believe in yourself. Anything is possible.
We know now how people can't but, you know, introduce you as the Grammy Award, and I couldn't also not do it because I had to go through that moment, right? And let me also acknowledge that within the music industry it is massive. It is a massive acknowledgement of somebody's work, and it is a global acknowledgement of somebody's work. So it is recognition. Let me ask you this. So everybody, even myself, will say Grammy Award winner, whatever. Do you as an individual know how rare it is, the award that you have? Do you understand that like, it is like chicken teeth. You can't get an award like that. It is so rare. Do you have an understanding of what you have achieved is so momentous in the music industry? Do you know that, or do you like wake up every day and say, ah, no, mina, I'm nomcebo, you know, Likote, I can do this thing?
No, I'm not like that. Honestly, I'm not that person who feels like, I'm nomcebo Likote, I can do anything. No, I'm not like that. Instead, I appreciate everything that God has done for me. I will see these awards here in the Wall of Fame. I will, like, I won't believe that God has done such for me, because I've got so many awards here, and I don't even have so many albums in the world.
Yeah,
and I've traveled so many places or so many countries, you know. So I really feel very, very blessed. Hence, sometimes I will cry. I will be like, just be thankful to God that, oh my gosh, even look at the house that I'm in. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I've never, like, ever, even in one day, think that today. So, sometimes, even today, there was a friend of mine who visited me, and on her way coming out, she was reminding me way back, that, hey, my friend, hey, this is like a dream. Remember, you were staying somewhere, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hey, yes, you're a cool. Yeah, so Nami, honestly, I'm just hoping to with Konkunkunang Pekon and Bamba and his son and his son, respect, because Akzanga Galula, even though maybe someone who's looking at me might think that, oh, maybe Nunga was lucky, I worked for these things, like, you know, I can think he told him, she, Rabo.
And I want to get to that, Nontebo, because you have. I mean, and let me just roll off a couple of others. 2022 Grammy Award winner, right? What was it? Bayete, ne? Best global performance. 2023 Forbes Woman Africa Award, top entertainer. The SAMA Award, international achievement, and you've won that. And so what that does, in essence, also, it gets you onto the A-list of invitees. And so 2021, you do a European tour, and then you've just come back from a massive tour, a massive European tour, France and the other countries. And when I look at that, I mean, Cannes Film Festival, you can't get an invite to the Cannes Film Festival. You did. You were with the Michael Jackson Family Foundation. You were with the Global Gift Gala. I mean, you're rubbing shoulders with, it's just opened a different world for you, right?
And can I tell you something?
Yes.
Yes, Mina. Every time when I'm getting these blessings, I'm invited in such a place, or abantu bangibuka ngaleyo ndlela, kodwa ke lokhu it shows ukuthi umsebenzi engibenzele ukwenza nje iJerusalem kubantu emhlabeni wonke jikelele kuye kwaba yinto enkulu kakhulu, ngaphandle nje kuSouth Africa kuphela, nakwamanye amazwe. I remember I was once invited by the First Lady from Ivory Coast.
Yeah.
Wang Bizela a boardroom, washer the way and appreciate and a call, what you've done, it's not only for South Africa or for Africa, but when Zele for umhlaba wonke, we are very proud of you and we'll try by all means to support you, because we don't want to see you one day try you are poor. Because in general, this Kuluma, there's no song efana no Jerusalem. Thank you so much, my angel, for writing such a song. So zonke lezo zinto masezenzeka kumina. You know, sometimes mina I'm treated, gives them feeling at thinking, you know when you are retired, maybe you are 70 years old.
Yeah.
So in this country, sometimes they will treat me like that. I'll be sitting somewhere there and they will call maybe about 50 kids. They will be dancing, singing to Jerusalem. I will end up crying and all of that. So the indlela bang appreciate ngakhona kuona wonke lamazwe, ngiyangazi ngathini, ngiyajabula and angazi nje like ngiyajabula, ngiyangazi ukuthi ngambonga uNkulunkulu ngingaqedi, kodwa I want to repeat myself, yeah, to say there's nothing impossible. Olalele le interview kumele azi ukuthi akusho lutho ukuthi buya kuphi. Mina I'm coming from, mina my mom named me ukuthi nginomcebo, and there was nothing at home at that time. Ubaba wami washona uma wami ekhulelwe mina, uma wami azange esho ukuthi nginonhlupheko, but wathi nginomcebo because she believed ukuthi as much as njengamanje I've got nothing, but this girl uyokwazi ukuthi ngelilanga ngikhiphe ihluphekeni. So that's why at nginothile nginomcebo, and people around her, they were like, no, why lo mama athi ngane yakho nothile, why athi nomcebo, because lawo magama asho ukuthi mother of worlds, why esho njalo engenalutho. But she believed ukuthi lokho engiyikona namhlanje lo mntwana uyokushintsha, and ngiyabonga nakuyena ukuthi angiphe lezo yibusiso lezo, yabo.
I got you. I totally got you. And let's just go back to your mom, right? Is it Nontebo Nothule Likode?
Nothile. 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 They made a mistake.
They made a mistake.
Nothile. Yes,
And Hammersdale. What is it about Hammersdale that is producing the kind of artists that are coming out of Hammersdale? Hammersdale is producing quite a few. And I don't know what it is, but maybe it's in the water, Nontebo. Maybe it's...
They're coming from a Hammersdale. A Hammersdale is my talent.
And does... Have you been back to the high school, Ukusa High School? Just to...
Yes, I've been
just,
there.
Just to like...
I've got a Nontebo Zogote Foundation, so I went there to give them a full uniform, abantwana, abebeyidinga ngaleso sikhathi leso, because I know exactly how it feels like to go to school in an empty stomach without shoes, or to go to school with a torn shirt. So I felt like, you know what, I want to give these kids a dignity. Lento yokuthi you are in school, and abanye abantwana, they can easily see that, oh, this one is coming from a poor family, and now mhlawumbe basafuna ukudlala nawe, or they don't want to associate themselves with you just because when you're coming from a poor family. So for me, leyo nto ibibaleke kakhulu kumina, ukuthi ngibanikeze ama uniform from head to toe. I know ukuthi mhlawumbe akuphelelanga, kodwa nje lokho nje mina kwangijabulisa ukuthi khona ushintsho engilishiye ngilenzile empilweni zabo, ngoba usezothi umntwana noma eye esikoleni, uyazi sometimes unganqena nokuya esikoleni if you don't have a proper uniform, but with a proper uniform nje na uvuka,
gives you identity, gives you dignity.
Exactly.
In a sense.
So I visited not only Ukusa High School, also nezinye nje izikole ezikhona eHammersdale, ngayi visit ukuthi ngibapha ama uniform abantwana, also nama sanitary pads.
Why did you not, Nontebo, why did you not go forward with the degree that you have, the qualification you have, the information technology degree that you went on and studied further? You see, we know all of these things here at Power Bay. Why did you?
You know why?
Yeah.
Because mina since nje ngabakhona, I knew exactly that I wanted to be on TV. I knew that. I remember even my teacher would ask me, "Utsona Mcebo, ufuna ukufundela ini uma usuqedile esikoleni grade 12 akho?" And ngangisho ukuthi mina ngifuna ukufundela ukuba umculi, and ngiyakhumbula eklasini they were laughing at me ukuthi, "Hey wena, umculi awufundela," because they didn't know at that time ukuthi umculi awufundela. And ngangisho ukuthi if angena umculi mina ngiyoba i-actress. Mangasiyona actress, I'll do something lapha yakuthi TV noma kuthiwa ama adverts, yabona. So into yokuthi mina ngigcine mhlambe ngenzi IT, honestly speaking, ngayifundisa mina ngemali yami yokuba i-backing singer, even ukwenza i-license, because ngangifile ukuthi okay, lo mculo lo ngathi awuhambi kahle, because ngase sengiyi-backing singer more like isikhathi eside. So ngifile ukuthi let me just do a plan B nje yokuthi kube khona into enginayo esandleni. Also nje inhloso enkulu futhi ngangifuna ukuthi nje ngazi computer, because thina inkolo sasifunda kuzona ngaleso sikhathi, kwangazona iy'kole ey'fana nezabantwana bethu manje ukuthi banethuba lokuthi bafunde i-computer. So ngangifuna nje ukuthi ngizi-upgrade ngibe lento nje enginayo esandleni, not because kwakuyinto ukuthi manje mina into engiyifunayo, no. And I'm grateful again ukuthi now I'm living my dream. Akwenzakalanga enye into enganga kwakungasiyona into kwakuyinhloso yami. I'm living my dream. Lento vele kwakuyona eyayu plan A, yona le ngiyiphilayo ukuthi mina ngibe on TV, mina ngibe umculi. I remember even nje ekhaya I used to scream a lot, ngicula amaculo abo Winnie Houston and and I'm a
kabo. We'll always love you.
Yebo, even the English yakhona yayingahleli kahle kodwa ngangimemeza ziyakhona. Obumakhelene bathi hey Nomcebo, you are making noise. Ngithula isikhashana, hayi after maybe 5 minutes uyongizwa futhi sengiphuma phezulu. Ngishaya amacula bo Rebecca bo Brenda Fassie. Not because ngangidisrespect abantu abadala. No, it's because nje, you know, yes, I was very passionate about music. Like I couldn't help it. Yayikhona nje lento like mina.
Then I have to ask you, Nontrebo, I mean, you know, at that particular stage, you're studying and you're enjoying music, but you're not into the music industry. And you
I was in the music industry already. Yeah,
yes, but you're 17, right?
No.
Were you 17 when you come to Johannesburg?
Yes.
That's
correct.
It. You're 17 and you come to Johannesburg. And you're in the music industry, but I mean, you're a backup singing, you're looking for gigs, you're trying to get work, and some of it's not going well, and you've got the degree that you can fall back on,
let me correct it. Okay, after matriculating Mina, yeah. I got an opportunity. There were auditions Mande.
Okay.
So ngenza lawo auditions ngeze goal, like I did not come to Johannesburg not knowing ukuthi ngizobe
what you're going to do. Yeah.
It's because ngawina ama auditions, lawo auditions angenza ukuthi ngaba yi backing singer. So ngaba yi backing singer labo Late Lunda, bo Stiso Ncwane, abo Kholeka, bonke nje labantu ababe khona ngaleso sikhathi nje eBula Music. So maybe I think after four years, then again, I say, ngenza this degree.
Yeah.
But nje ngaqale ngaba yi backing singer nje. So ngangasikhona ukuthi, like, I'm desperate for work.
Yeah.
I was desperate for ukuthi ngibe a solo artist.
Yeah.
But I was working, like ngangiz afford ukuthi ngikwazi ukukhokha rent, even though sometimes kwakuba nzima, kodwa nje like ngangiz afford ukuthi ngihlale endaweni right, because ngangisebenza nama artists at that time aye right.
Yeah. And one of those artists was Deborah Fraser.
No. Deborah ngamenza after, but I started with Abolundi, Abostiso, and then later, because you know when you are already in the music industry, it's easy for you to tell abanye abantu endleleni. So ngagcina ke sengcina sengenza sengisebenza noma Deborah Fraser. Baningi abantu engisebenze nabo, honestly, like baningi. Ngagcina sengenza nabo Zahara, Bontantanyo, Mafikizolo. Like
that's where is endless. That's where I was going with that, Nontrebo. I was saying, and then there's Deborah Fraser, and then there's Zahara, and then there's Lundi. There's also who else would you have worked with? You would have worked with Sifiso, Chamara. You would have worked with Lundi and Nkiza, right?
As look, backup. So many, like I've done so many albums with so many people.
Exactly.
I was a sessionist. So at that time, they used to call us ukuthi sisenze ama album wabe yithuthu sibabhekele. So I've done so many albums nje wabantu abaningi ngaleso sikhathi.
When did you think you were going to get your own break? I mean, you did that for a long time. When I look at your time frame, that would have been almost 15 years that you would have just been a backup singer in essence. In all of that time, what was holding you back? How did you think you were going to make your break? You know, because some people
didn't know. I was clueless. I was even starting to lose hope.
Yeah.
But I was not also sitting down, not doing anything. I started to do ingoma zami. I don't know whether should I call them ama demo or what. That's ngizenzela mina ingoma. Ngoba ngiyakhumbula ukuthi there's one song I released. ngangisibiza if you can google uzongibona at first ngangulyema ngangayena nomcebo
yeah and yeah. And we're going to try to find it we're going to try to find it as we speak. It's 28 minutes to the top of the hour. My guest is of course Grammy award winning artist Nontrebo Zikode. What an amazing person. So let's take a break.
Power Perspective, Monday to Thursday, 8 p.m. to midnight.
Absolute voice, bold voice, strong voice. A busy woman these days. Nontrebo Zikode, of course, is. And come all the way from Hammersdale and Ukusa High School. And in KZN, of course, to the world, the glamour world of Grammy Award winning. And that, of course, Bayete, Best Global Performance. That's the Grammy Award for Bayete. And let me bring Nontrebo back into the conversation then. Nontrebo, just getting...
Yes, I'm here.
Sure. And let me just deal, and I'm not going to deal too much about it in essence, but when people look at your journey with your music, right? And your lessons in life around record labels and owning your music and royalties and all of those kind of things, without getting into, you know, the nitty gritty about that. And I think those kind of issues are known. What would you recommend to young artists who are coming forward today around the lessons you have learned and maybe some of those lessons, very, very hard lessons around the music industry, record labels, and owning your music, and you know, fixing that kind of that side of the business.
I would just say trust no one, because sometimes you can you can sign a deal with whosoever, but when they decide that they don't want to give you that percentage. They will not give you. Even if we sign in the percentage, it's when you are getting 2%. So it's not about all the time, because I know sometimes people, they think, no, you must read your contract. No, not all the time. Sometimes you'll find that even the percentage we sign in, let's say mhlambe bekuyi 3% or bekuyi 30% or whatever. Mase sebebona ukuthi imali isinkulu baba greedy. Like ba feel ukuthi we sayenza kanjani lento abasafuna ukukunika. So nje trust no one in this life. Trust no one. And kodwa ke nginga mention nakho ukuthi people must read their contracts also. It's important, but I also don't want ukuthi ngikhulume ngento engingayi experience-anga, because in my case it's not about reading the contract, but it's about giving me what we've signed for.
Is that one of the reasons why you've created your own record label? And maybe I also just want you to explain, because you went from different record labels. You've also, you know, you started off with a record label, and then you did some really, really great stuff. Billboard Music Charts, Apple Music Charts, your debut album was amazing. You know, people, the certain songs on those albums were really, really, you know, just you know, selling. You also then signed with global record deal with Sony ATV Music,
that was not a recording label.
Okay.
I know some people are confusing it.
Sure, what is?
Since Ngabakhona, I've signed with Open Mic.
Okay.
I've never signed with any other company.
Okay. What was the Sony deal then? What was that?
No, it's Sony ingenzela office admin ye public.
Okay.
I am office admin nakhona. Hayi nakhona ukuthi ngisayine under yona. No.
Sure. Then is that then why you started your own record label then? Heading to
and
your
I
own record label.
I want to clear this also, because some people also at home, they think that I want signed.
Yeah.
Under Iganyani Entertainment. Cha angikazi nje ngasayina neGanyani Entertainment. I don't know why people sometimes they always confuse things.
Yeah.
They think once I do a song with maybe DJ
with somebody,
they now think that now DJ Tira is my boss. When I'm doing a song with you, Master KG, they think I was signed under Master KG, or Master KG is my boss. When I do, no, guys.
When you do a song with Mbuzeni, Mbuzeni is your boss.
No, it's just a collaboration. Mina, I only signed with the Open Mic.
Yeah.
Onwa Umlau, Enga Ono Master KG.
Yeah.
Mina, no Master KG. We were just...
you were making music.
We're making music together.
Yeah.
We have one. So it's like abantu abasebenza AKFC bobawu 2. Lo munye mse complainer ka complain kulo wase AKFC, complainer kuma boss la mqashile.
Emazulwini Productions.
Yes.
That is yours.
Correct.
And you have some amazing artists in that group.
Yes.
Did you start it to protect your own music, to own your own music? Did it come out of an experience or your experiences in the music industry that you...
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Since mina ngaqala ukwenza music, I've been protecting my music.
Okay.
Because all the songs that I've done even before Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Before Jerusalem, ngenza lengoma kade ngikutshela yona le umjojo. That song is protected.
Yeah.
I did also a song with DJ Ganyani.
Mm.
I am protected there because I'm owning 50% as a songwriter.
Yeah.
I did a song with Msheka. I'm protected there because I own 50% as a writer.
Yeah.
I did a song Ukobanini Gunjena with Moby Dixon.
Yeah.
That song, I protected me as well. I did Jerusalem after all these songs I've mentioned.
Yeah.
Also nakhona I'm owning 50%, so it's not like
somebody
listening he told you look now that since in a company army, so I must do things different. No,
okay.
I've been doing it.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And the record label, Emma Zulwini, it harkers back to the you know, that hit single, right? That you had in 2018, Emal Zulwini Productions.
Yes.
What does the name mean to you? It seems as though the name really, really means something to you, deeply.
No.
Sure.
You know, I think also, I think it's because, you remember I said to you, I did Mjojo first,
yeah.
But Mjojo did not blow out. yabona.
Yeah.
So uEmazulwini kumina means a lot because iyona ngoma abantu abaqala ungazi ngayo ukuthi be izinomcebo.
Okay.
Uyabona.
Yeah.
So lokho nje kugodwa kwangijabulisa kakhulu ukuthi after so many years mina as a backing singer angaze ngathola I breakthrough, but this song eMazulwini yangipha breakthrough. I know someone will ask me, so yona yiphi ingoma mhlawumbe ongayikhetha engomeni zakho? Maybe someone will expect me to choose iJerusalem, but I always choose eMazulwini because I always feel ukuthi without eMazulwini abantu ngaba bangazanga ngeJerusalem, bangazi because of that song engayenza ngoganyani. That's why abomsheka nabo they wanted to do a song with me because of that song engayenza ye eMazulwini. Abomobi Dixon size senza bokubanini because of that song ye eMazulwini. So this song means so much to me. Isiqalo nje sempilo yami.
Sure. And your own record label, you've got some artists there. You've got Sykes, you've got Pushkin, you've got Skills, you've got Talk Music, you've got TJ, you've got Exclusive Drums. Now let me ask you, do they arrive as Udlamini and then you give them a name like Skills or Pushkin or whatever, and you say
no
Udlamini is not going to work in the industry. You better.
They came in with their own names. Remember, I am Nomcebo.
Yeah.
You know, I've tried to change my name to Liyema, but then I born with no. Yes, sometimes you don't know which why. I'm a parent who and I was worried at that time which it won't be easy for people to pronounce my name because already I was traveling the world with all these artists, Double Zahara, and it must niggas on my solo on stage. I noticed what people can't pronounce my name and long to being Pasakapsung. But I'm feel good, you know what? I man, they will get used to it. Lekama, there's a reason why my wamang niggas alone. So at no way would naming a funu with some guy should take karma at his skills, who's like man. Kodwa ngizokuvumela ukuthi wenze lento oyijabulele wena. If you want ukuthi uyibize ngoshintshe, why not?
Why not? How are they doing? I mean I saw Sykes was nominated for a couple of Metro awards, but how is the stable doing? How is your own record label doing? Pretty well.
Honestly speaking, I can't judge anything as yet because we are really, 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 really starting. So I can't really, I don't want to put that pressure on me to judge so much. You feel good. We are doing well. We are still starting. And I'm hoping that God will help me. Isifiso sami ukuthi le company ibe nkulu and lama artists lawa engiwabambe ngesandla. I'm not even putting pressure on them. But nje ngifisa ukuthi nabo ngelinye ilanga baba ma artists amakhulu bayiqhenye. Uyabona, ngiyabafisela nje ukuthi bazuze okukhulu njengoba nami ngikwazile ukuthi ngizuze okukhulu empilweni.
If people try to box you, Nonkebo, you know, into a particular genre that says, you know, she's Afro house or she's house or she's like other people will be Amapiano or Maskandi. What do you feel about people who try to label you as a particular artist? Because you've done the Maskandi thing and you did it well with Umbuzeni and you've, I think if you do Amapiano, you'll do it well. You do
I've done Olamayawami and Olamayawami is Amapiano.
And the gospel is intertwined in your music in any way.
I've done Indlela, but Indlela Ibuzwa kwaba phambili that song was Amapiano as well. So I mean I don't get worried because usuku ngangazi. Kodwa umuntu ongaziyo uyazi ukuthi ithalente lami lihamba lifikephi. But for someone ongangazi, it's easy for yena ukuthi akhulume noma yini afuna ukuyikhuluma. And lokho, at first, kwakungwarisha. Kodwa isikhathi masihamba akusangwarishi because esengikuzuzile kukhombise ukuthi abantu emhlabeni nje wonkana bayangihlonipha. So angikwazi ukuwarishwa umuntu nje oyihlalela ekhaya naye ongenzi lutho ngempilo yakhe. Ngiwarisheka ukuthi ungijaje uthini, uyabona? Ekubeni abantu abaserious empilweni bengithatha serious.
Let's listen to a little bit of Maskandi then, because it's massive where of course me and you come from. I come from the Transkei, by the way, which borders the...
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh,
I'm from the Transkei, so I grew up with the sounds of Maskandi in the background and those kind of things.
Okay.
Let's play that song a little bit.
Thank you so much.
And of course, Maskandi then with Mbuzeni Mkize, Satane De, is that. And you know what? I mean, parts of our country. It is just something that a lot of people grew up with, Maskandi. Let me bring Nonkrebo back into the conversation. Nonkrebo, the religious component of you, and I would gauge from the gospel music and from your journey in life as well that... you know, there's one place where you say, you know, that you would cry a lot sometimes, and you would tell God how unfair He was in aspects of your life, or maybe you were waiting for things to happen and they weren't happening at that particular time. How important is the spiritual, the religious space in your life?
Very important. Very, very important. I might not go to church every day, but I do believe in praying in my house. I do believe in fasting. I believe ukuthi ayikho into empilweni engakulungela uma ngabe kukuthi wena awubelongi anywhere. Because there's an example. Uzofika endaweni obelivela ekuthenini mina uma ngabe kukuthi mhlawumbe ngishaya insango into zami ngivoice yami izophuma kahle or ibeat yami izoshayeka kahle. Wena uma ngabe kukuthi ngoba naye uma eshaya insango yakhe uyazi ukuthi ubiza ama-spirit athize wakhe ukuthi izinto zakhe ziphakame. Ma wena-ke kungayishayi-ke kuthembeni-ke wena-ke. So kumele nawe kube khona lapho ozoba khona. Uma ukuthi umemeze uNkulunkulu wakho, umemeze ngaleso sikhathi leso ukuthi oh Nkosi, iba nami-ke manje-ke. Mina kukho engikwaziyo, kepha ngithembe wena ukuthi uzohamba nami le ndlela le.
Yeah.
So ngiyilowo muntu onjalo-ke ukuthi ngiyakholelwa kakhulu kuNkulunkulu and I'm not judging anyone owenza nanoma yini empilweni, yabo. Ilokho nje ngingakusho ukuthi ngoba noma ngathiwa mhlampe mina ngiphuzi kutshwala, kodwa noma ngathiwa uphuza utshwala, but nawe ngiyazi ukuthi abantu abaphuza utshwala nabo bayamthandaza uNkulunkulu, or mhlampe ababhema insango ngiyazi ukuthi nabo bayamthandaza uNkulunkulu. But bese ngisho nje ukuthi kumele kube khona into okwazi ukuthi nawe ozoyenza, ungahlali nje ngeke uyitshele ukuthi uzokwazi ukucula mhlawumbe ungenze ama-voice exercises, ungenzi lutho nje. So mina uNkulunkulu ila nami engikhalela khona, ngiyamemeza ngasona sonke isikhathi.
Just talking about aspects of that then, let me, as we just get to the end of the interview, how and what would you, you know, the sort of music scene, the entertainment scene, Nonkrebo, is a difficult one to navigate for a lot of people, and just leaning on the aspect now of where you say Nkulunkulu and you talk, and you know, spiritual in nature, and you know, you engage in talking to, you know, your God. Let me ask you this. How have you navigated all the aspects of this particular environment where, you know, when you look at it, people will say there is the alcohol that you spoke of. There is, you know, the drugs that you spoke of. There are all of these things that happen within the entertainment industry that you could fall foul to. How and what would you say to young artists as to how they would navigate that particular space? Because it's easy to fall in that space and then get lost.
Hey, ukuthi nje abantu babe disciplined. To tell you the honest truth, mina ngisebenzile nabantu abaphuzayo, but be disciplined. I'm sorry, angisho ukuthi mhlambe njoba ngizolinganisa ngo late Robbie Malinga ngithi mhlambe ube yisidakwa, cha, abengasona isidakwa kodwa ubo ubabe bengimhlonipha futhi ubekaphuze, uyabo?
Yeah.
Kodwa ube iperfume yakhe bengiyizwe ngakafika ukuthi ayibo leze no perfume leyo khona uRobbie yini mase yaqhamuka even noma esehambile. So akusho ukuthi mhlawumbe uma ukuthi uyaphuza or uyabheba kusho ukuthi uyinto engasile. Ngicabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe kuya ngokuthi wena leyo nto leyo uyenza kanjani. Akumelanga ugcine into usuyi-abuse ukuthi lepho ngeke nje wena lisadlula isonto nje ungaphuzile or wena nje ngeke wena usacula ungaphuzile or nje because hey lezi nto angazi nje ngizothi zikanjani. Bakhona abantu abazenzayo and ziyabasebenzela but abanye zigcina zingabasebenzelanga. Umuntu egcina ngempela eseba yinto engelutho all because of mhlawumbe utshwala. Uthole ukuthi bekungekho nane-drug eli-serious abalithatha, mhlawumbe bekuwutshwala nje. So ngingathi mina kwintsha eyi ukuze uma kuthiwa ngingathi nje abaphuze ngokucophelela. Umuntu akangenzi kuze kube over ngoba ngifuna ukuthi ngithi abakuyeke just because mina ngiphuze, cha. I'm not here to control anyone or to judge anyone kodwa nje ngathi abakwenze ngokucophelela. Umuntu akangakwenzi ngendlela ukuthi ezogcina manje esiba nomlomo opink esegcina manje i-future yakhe isiyamosheka uma kubele egigini ufike egigini udakiwe asaquleki or nje akasa kumele awenze ama-interviews akagcina akasenzi nama-interviews yena udakiwe. Uyabona nje into ezikanjalo. Abantu aba-understand ukuthi lo music lona uyibhizinis wona nje. Kumele siwuhloniphe ungathathi ngokuthi nje hhayi igame.
Sure. And then let's end the interview here because there's a lot of good work you do and I was looking at the Tongaat tornado in KZN. I was looking at you were talking about the high school and the other schooling environments that you work in. Just give me an idea of the Nontrebo Zikode Foundation and what the kind of work that you're doing through that particular foundation.
It's all about giving back to the community. As I said earlier on, that to give it dignity to omunye umuntu oseceleni. So for me, ukuthi ngichoose ukuya laphaya othongathi, ngakhetha lokho knowing very well that angikwazi ukubanelisa bonke abantu. If bengizenzela, maybe bengingababhildela izindlu, ngibathekele ini, kodwa anginawo lawo mandla, unfortunately. Kodwa ngafila ukuthi ngalokho okuncane enginakho, khona umuntu ozolala edlile because unomcebo uthenga impuphu, khona because ngithenga amafutha, khona umuntu ozolala embathile because like inhloso nje ukwenza i-change, ukuthi nami kube khona into ethi nje like I'm giving back to the community. And also ikhona into ethi nami ngiba yisibonelo esihle, khona umntwana ozovukela kumina ethi nami one day ngifuna ukufana noNomcebo Zikode. Like ngangilo noNomcebo ukuthi mina angifuni ukuthi ngigcine ngibe siyaphu or noNomcebo odaka utshwala nje ongayilutho nje lokushini nje ongayilutho nje. So ngiyajabula uma ngenza lokhu engikwenzayo kokwenza i-change. Uyabona.
Gotcha.
So Inclusive Foundation ukupha i-change nje kwabanye abantu. Njengoba bengishile ekuqaleni ukuthi mhlawumbe sipha ama-sanitary pads or mhlawumbe sinikeza abantwana ama-full uniform. Angifuni ukuthi sibo.
Sometimes the basics are just necessary.
I really don't want to box this foundation into one thing because I've never thought one day siyokwenza into efana nokuthi mhlambe siyopha abantu abavelelwe inhlekelele kanjena kodwa nakho sikwenzile namhlanje. So it's all about giving back to the community nje noma ngayiphi indlela lesiqhamukile ngaleso sikhathi. Ngiyafisa ukuthi ngilanga futhi ngibe nesikole engizobe mhlampe ngifundisa khona abantwana ama-instruments or mhlampe ngihambise ama-instruments ey'koleni because mina ngitholanga leyo opportunity. Abantwana abafunda ey'koleni zabelungu bafunda ama-instruments ey'koleni and thina sithola ama-opportunity. So inhloso nje ukuthi nje sipha abantwana abasakhula ngizothini I don't want to say it too, but kodwa nje sibaphe how can I put it angazi ukuthi ngiyibeka kanjani kodwa mhlawumbe ngathi sibaphi ithuba maybe or ngithi nje sifinyelelise sifinyelelise kubona izinto mhlawumbe okunzima ukuthi sifinyelele kubona because kusekhona abantwana emakhaya abangenabo ama-instruments or music awungafani nabantwana like for instance umntwana wami una 9 years esikoleni sakhe already baphatha ama-laptop but go back home kubantwana bako abasema emalokishini abawaphatha ama-laptop abazani ukuthi asetshenziswa kanjani. So inhloso mina ukuthi ngibaphe leyo opportunity ke abantwana.
Mother of wealth hashtag.
Excuse me?
The mother of wealth. I see when you tweet sometimes.
Mother of wealth.
The mother of wealth.
Yes,
the mother of wealth. Hashtag. Nontrevo, it's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you so much.
And it's been a privilege. It's really been a privilege as well. And, you know, next time, we have to make it a next time, right? And where you bring the Grammy.
Yes, of course. And remember, I've just released my two songs under my label, Izono Zami kanye neNkanyezi. Please do play those songs for me. And also, Bakaya, thank you so much for your support. They must continue supporting me. Ngiyabulela kakhulu. And download, listen to music, follow me. Sinomcebo Zibode. Like, ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Nomcebo Zikode, thank you so much for joining me. And that, of course, is the award-winning Nomcebo Zikode. And what an artist. Really, what an artist. Let's listen to like 30 seconds to a minute of her music as we get to the news.
Elung tattoo gibek Govin lela inde Funa was it all I'm feeling now Kauchongi Paishalim Ile No Bomi Bomi Bumile Zen is in the cola Bandono Abatmanji now
When you find an Kanyeze kanyisa bagatsi wenzulu zobusuku Wena ufana nengelose yafika kimi yazoqeda inhlungu Bese ngiphela lithemba nabangani bengihleka Wena ufana nengelose kanyisa bagatsi wenzulu zobusuku Wena ufana nengelose yafika kimi yazoqeda inhlungu Bese ngiphela lithemba nabangani bengihleka
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.